Welcome back to Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm your host, Edna White. Have you ever felt like you're hitting a hidden ceiling in your business? Like you're doing all the right things, but the biggest breakthrough just won't come or just won't land down there where you are? That ceiling isn't external. It's programmed deep within your subconscious mind. Today, we are joined by the expert who helps us shatter those ceilings. Marley Rose Harris, founder of the Higher Self app and the creator of the powerful clear the fear method. That's a tongue twister right there. Marley is a neuroscience, universal laws and energetics to help entrepreneurs reprogram the minds and manifest massive success with ease. Marley, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It feels like such a luxury and blessing to be here.
Thanks so much. I am so glad you're here. You are my first person to have created an app besides me. So that's really great. I'm so excited to interview you today. So Marley, before we dive into the hard questions, give us what the real purpose is behind your work. How do you show up in the world?
My real purpose behind my work is to inspire beautiful souls and beautiful individuals that they truly can have anything that they desire. That little inkling that we almost shove so far down, it's like in our toes, of that feeling and that desire that feels too big or too impossible and too scary to even admit that we want it. Yeah. My purpose is to inspire you to pick up that dream, put it in front of you, and to commit to it and to know that you are capable of attracting and becoming and achieving anything that you set your mind to. I like to share that I like to make the impossible possible. And the tool in which that I help my clients do that is through subconscious reprogramming. And what I see in my work is that when you change your beliefs, it is the exact tool to create the reality that you so deeply desire. And I'm really here to inspire those to have, do, and be whatever they desire and to never settle in any area of life.
Okay. All right. So what does it mean to help entrepreneurs break free from limiting beliefs?
So we're raised in a society of fear. From the minute that we're born, going through school, you know, we're taught to not be enough. We're taught to believe in lack. We are taught to believe in scarcity. It gets passed down generationally, and it gets passed down and taught through schooling, through society, through the news, through media. Everywhere you look, it's fear and scarcity. Right. So we tend to absorb that, you know, it's natural, it's the natural human behavior to absorb your environment. Think about it. We learn English from our parents. So we start speaking in the same tone and the same as our parents. We take their accent, right?
Yeah.
And we take everything else. We take their money beliefs. We learn how to deal with money, how to manage money. So I grew up in a family household that believed in scarcity. And that was the world. That was just the world that I grew up in. But as a very small child, I saw that. And I saw that, you know, there was so much chaos and there was so much neglect and lack of love. And from a really young age, I just decided, okay, it's because we don't have money why we don't have love. And I wanted love so badly. So I decided from a very young age that if I just have money, then I will have love and I will have everything that I could ever want.
Yep, me too. So
Exactly. From a very young age, I was like, I just need to figure out how to be rich.
Me too. The whole thing, I promise you, even to up to this day, like even up to this day, right? You're kind of checking yourself all the time about that.
Yeah. And so, you know, I started on this journey, you know, personal development was very new to me. I just found it, you know, actually through podcasts. And I felt like I never really was good at anything. I felt like, you know, soccer, I sucked at. Singing, I'm horrible. Everything that my parents or not even parents, but like my school would provide for me, I just sucked at.
Right.
And I was like, wow, I have no skills. I have no abilities. But what I was doing is I wasn't playing to my natural gifts. I was playing to my weaknesses instead of playing for my strengths. Yeah. And I created this limiting belief that I'm not good at anything that I do because I felt like I failed at everything. Right. And it wasn't until I graduated from university that I started finding podcasts and I started getting to this world of personal development. And for the very first time, I was like, wow, I get this. Like it was just like this immediate remembering and knowing and just like comfort zone.
Right.
And I was like,
exactly.
I'm good at this. Like I felt like it just came, I felt like I was coming home to something. And I started dabbling in meditation. I started dabbling in journaling. And I feel like, oh, like this is the best thing I've ever done. Like I feel good at this. And I loved it. And you know, when I graduated from university, it was either like get this corporate job that I thought that I always wanted because I grew up with no consistency with money. There was no benefits, no paycheck. Mm-hmm. It was like free willy. And so I was like, I want a corporate job because then I'm going to get a consistent paycheck every month. That was like my biggest dream is just to have a consistent paycheck. Yeah. And then I finally got the corporate job offer and I was like, no, I cannot work for anyone else. I don't want to work for anyone else. And I want to work for my laptop and travel the world. That was like my biggest dream. I'm like, if I could do that, I'd be a millionaire. And I read The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. And I just use that as like my Bible. My Bible. I am going to become this. And this was at 2021. So like no one really knew about digital. No, sorry. This was 2018. So no one knew about digital nomad. Like they're like digital nomad. What do you mean? And I'm like, we're going to work at Deloitte. I'm like, I'm going to Australia. Like, I'm like, I can't.
Right. And so, this is me too. I said the same exact thing. Same exact thing. Yeah.
So I also, I just hated winter. I'm from Canada. So I grew up, it was like negative 30. I was like, I can't live like this. So I started my business. And the first year in business was also the year that I lost my father. He committed suicide. And so I was at this very interesting point in my life where like for the first time in my life I felt like I was actually feeling these feelings of fulfillment and joy because I spent so much of my life struggling with mental health, anxiety, depression, just a lot of unresolved trauma. I didn't even know what was going on though. And and for the first time I had this like purpose and I felt like I was, I don't know, I just felt so good and in alignment. I think I felt alignment for the first time in my life. And at the same, on the same duality of that is also when I lost my father. So in that moment, I was like, okay, I'm from a town with literally 300 people. Like I didn't know that this happened. You know, I was best and still am like best friends with my dad. He was my number one supporter. And so for him to do this, it was like the impossible had occurred. Like there was just no reality. If you told me that that was going to happen, that was going to happen. And in hindsight and learning what I know now, it's like my dad just didn't have the self-love. And so when something happened on the external, like separating from my mom, he just couldn't handle that. He didn't have the self-love to sustain his own journey. And so when I spoke at his celebration of life, I said, from this moment moving forward, I am going to find a way that no one that I know will ever do that again and think that's the only option. And I want to help the world know that you don't have to struggle. You don't have to settle. You don't have to suffer. Like there has to be another way. Cause my dad did try going to therapy. It didn't work. He tried all of it. It didn't work. So I was like, there has to be another way. This, I don't believe that this is the only option. This can't be. Mm-hmm. And so that brought me on this journey to where I am today, which is I just started reading all the podcasts, reading all the books, because I wanted to heal. I had never been to therapy myself. We couldn't afford it. But because of that incident, we got subsidized therapy. So I went to therapy for the first time. And I just like threw myself into this world of healing and growing. Right. And what I was doing to myself to heal from the grief, I started to applying to money. And I started applying to my business. And everyone's like, Marley, like, what are you doing? You've lost 30 pounds. You're making more a month than that corporate job offered me for the year. You seem like you're doing like not even fine, but like good. Like what's going on? I'm like, I'm just like reprogramming my subconscious mind. Like, what are you guys doing? They're like, reprogramming what? They're like, they didn't even know what I was talking about. And I was like, oh my gosh, because I was designing websites and logos and I had built this like massive business at like 25. I was making like $70,000 a month. It was insane. And it was the result of me truly changing my beliefs, because I just learned, like, as what Tony Robbins would say, you know, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, they're like, if you just change your beliefs and you change your thoughts, you change your reality. I was like, well, that seems really easy. Like, I can do that. But then no one was teaching me how to change my limiting beliefs. Everyone's like, you have to change your limiting beliefs, but no one was teaching me how. And I was like, I'm just a Capricorn. I'm so frustrated. I'm like, give me the result. Like, give me the solution. I need the formula and I will do it. But no one was teaching me how. So I was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out for the world because we need this. And so that's where the clear the fear method came from, which was basically a result of like, I wanted to clear my own limiting beliefs and I wanted to break through this poverty patterning. I wanted to show other people, look what is possible. Like, I don't come from money. I come from the smallest town, like literally on earth. I grew up thinking that I was bad at everything. And if I can do this, like, so can you. And you don't need you don't need years of therapy. You don't, it's like literally once you understand what your limiting belief is and you clear it, my clients have like instantaneous manifestations. I like, it's so magical, and it's not even magical. It's just evident and so obvious and so truth that when you change your beliefs, you change your reality. And now we have a tool to do so, and being able to help others, like, not only like feel good again and like develop self-love, but then also, you know, meeting the love of their life, meeting their soulmates, you know, making so much money that they get to retire their parents or go to these trips around the world that they've always wanted to go to, or afford to fly first class that they've always wanted to do, buy their first house, afford IV therapy so they can have their first child. Like, I am so passionate about giving entrepreneurs the tools, and honestly, to be honest, this tool works for everyone. I just have like a special niche for entrepreneurs because I am myself, but I help anyone who wants to change their life and change their limiting beliefs to break through these lies that you've been taught so that you can have be truly whatever you desire.
Right. Okay. So that's how they find their limit, their full potential, unlock their full potential, because you did it. Awesome. Okay. So I know that you said that, you know, you said a lot in that one piece. Breaking free, give us one step of helping them break free.
I believe the first step to breaking free is not the answer that everyone's going to want to hear, but I'm going to tell you it anyways. The first step to breaking free is understanding that you are the cause of your reality. It's understanding that no one's coming to save you. No one is doing this to you, not the government, not society, not your parents. It's like, and really taking 100% ownership of this is my life and I'm in charge and I am in control of changing it. And bringing and attracting into my life what I desire, because I am the cause of my effect. And I really, once you take 100% and only when you take 100% ownership of your life, do you break free. Or else you're controlled by everything and everyone else around you, thinking it's everyone else's fault. And it just keeps you in this stuck pattern that keeps you stuck. Yeah. But if you really want to break free, you have to take 100% ownership that you are in charge of changing your life.
That's great. That I agree with totally at 100%. Now, are people normally showing up as successful person they want to be, or are they the striving person they're trying to leave behind when they come to you?
With my work, I'm not here to convince people of why this works, or I'm not here to convince people that it works, right? The people that come to me are ready from a place of like, I've done the foundational work and now I'm ready to go from like good to incredible. So I would say, like, I speak to everyone and I do want to, I don't want to leave anyone out. I want to help everyone. I think that my work is most potent when you have that, already have that self-awareness. You're like, okay, I figured it out. I am in charge of creating and changing my own life. I get it. Okay. I've done some of the work, but now I'm not seeing the changes that I want to see. And the reason why is because we all have hidden advantages to why we are where we are. But those hidden advantages actually live within our subconscious. And so we can't see them. And just like a hairdresser needs someone else to cut their own hair, and just like a masseuse can't give themselves a massage, they're called blind spots because they're blind, right? It's like that area in the car that is to your left. Can't see, it's a blind spot. And that's when my clients are like, I've done the work, but I can't figure out why is it not changing. And I get to be like, okay, here's your blind spot.
Right.
And then it's like, they're like, oh my gosh, I never would have seen that on my own. And like, oh my gosh, like this is the limiting belief that's causing all this chaos and ruckus in my life. And then I get to be like, yep, it's that one thing. Okay. Within 20 minutes. And then it's like, has the most dramatic, amazing impact on their life.
Right, right. So you're actually the one that's kind of looking in and kind of, okay, this is a limiting belief you have, right? Okay.
I'm like, it's my favorite thing to do.
Okay. what is the most financially successful person that they secretly resent? Is there something that they secretly resent that you've kind of dealt with? You know, if you worked with somebody, an entrepreneur, right? Let me just say it like this. If you worked with an entrepreneur who's been, is a successful person, what is one of the things that they resent? And why do they believe that they don't deserve that success?
Oh, that's a very good question. So, could I answer the question of like, what is the number one block that successful entrepreneurs have?
Sure.
Okay. This is so interesting. And I love answering this question because I think a lot of people think, you know, it's this very intricate, hard to find, confusing little like needle in the haystack of like why they're not where they want to be. I would say number one block is that they firstly not where they want to be. So that mantra of I'm not where I want to be is keeping them not where they want to be. And what gets them to the success is acknowledging the luxuries and blessings that they already have to attract the next level. So it's like acknowledging and appreciating what you currently have. And then from a place of desire and from a place of this is so amazing. And then wouldn't this be so incredible? Because otherwise you're attracting from lack and trying to attract, and you cannot attract abundance from lack. So you need to attract more abundance from a place of abundance. That's number one. And then number two is I would say the biggest limiting belief that I clear in my practice and I see all across the board. That's like the biggest block amongst all entrepreneurs, no matter if they have $100 million a year or like $5,000 a year. Is that they believe that they're not enough. And they have, it's this deep wounding of I'm not enough. And then it gets projected into their money that no matter how much they make is never enough. And they're trying to attract more and more and more, thinking that that's going to fulfill the need of, or the wounding of not feeling enough. But that's not how you heal a wound on the inside. We live in an inside out world. So you have to heal the inside to be reflected on the external. So people, that's why people have millions, $100 million, and they're still unsatisfied and depressed. It's because money doesn't solve the deep inner child wounding of not feeling enough.
Right.
So the number one thing that I help my clients with is actually creating the belief that they are enough just as they are. They don't need the Ferrari. They don't need the whatever they're desiring to feel enough. And then when they start to feel enough, guess what happens? All that comes in, because we get this universal lesson of like, I'm not going to give you this until you know that you are capable and you are enough. And then when you know it, then you receive it. And then the flip, people try to attract these things out of not feeling enough, not feeling deserving, not feeling like and needing that thing to make them feel a certain way, but that's not how you manage. That's not how you attract. Like attracts like. So if you want to attract abundance, you need to feel abundant. If you want to attract enough, mm-hmm. you need to be enough. And that right. I would be the biggest unlock for most entrepreneurs.
Okay. If someone hit their exact massive financial goal tomorrow, what's the first thing that they're truly afraid they would lose? And how can we use neuroscience to dismantle that fear or loss?
Their number one fear is that they're going to lose it. It's the most interesting thing. They are so people all over the world push away. They self-sabotage at attracting money because they're actually so afraid we'll lose it. And with that belief, once they get that, often does honestly leave because they've manifested that. Their belief system is that it's going to go away. So it does. And that you see that mm-hmm. all the time with lottery winners, right? They like win all this money. And if you Google it, the percentages are that they all spend it within a year because they were not. Mm-hmm. And if we don't want to talk neuroscience, that reality feels unsafe to them because that's not in their comfort zone. Their comfort zone, what their brain believes to be safe, is poverty, scarcity, lack, fear, right? Then they get all this money. Mm-hmm. And it's like turning a thermostat from like 20 degrees like to 500 degrees. It's so uncomfortable. And so they're like, this is so uncomfortable. I need to cool this back down to where I'm comfortable at 20 degrees. So they get mm-hmm. rid of all the money and they're like, oh, okay, I'm finally safe. Now I have nothing again. Even though consciously they want all that. That's their biggest dream. But on a subconscious level, in their mm-hmm. brain, that is a threat. That is a perceived threat. And so they push it all away to go back to their comfort zone. So what I do in those moments is we need to make your nervous system feel safe mm-hmm. in the expansion. So oftentimes, firstly, knowing that that is like, we make it no big deal. So whenever I have like a massive thing in business, I'll just be like, this is no big deal. Like, of course this is happening. Of course this is, because if I go, oh my, this is the most insane thing ever, my nervous system is going to go, this is a threat. Right. I have to push it away. And we have to create chaos around this because this is unsafe. Right. Whereas if it's like, of course I just made $500,000 yesterday. Why not? Like, of course I did. Then it calms it and it becomes normal. And you have to just make it so normal and so neutral. And you don't allow that thing to change or adjust your energy. Because if you do, your brain goes red alert, this is a threat and we need to push it away. Right. Make it normal. Life continues normally. Like this is just a normal thing. Right. And that's how you hold space for it. And then you have to reset your financial thermostat so that that is normal, right? So it's like, it would be like us, you know, usually the temperature is sent to 30 degrees and then boom, now it's 500 degrees. We now need to take some clothes off. Okay. 500 is ridiculous because you'd actually die. But how do you make that normal? Okay. You put yourself in a fridge and then you're fine. Right. It's about regulating yourself to that being now normal.
Okay.
Your new normal.
Okay. Right. Your new normal. Okay. Is there any time that a limiting belief actually a persistent limiting belief is actually serving someone?
That's such a good question. It's always serving someone. Okay. So it's an oxymoron. It's not actually serving them because they're living in lack, they're living in doubt, they're living in scarcity. Okay. But the only reason why you have that limiting belief is because your brain believes it's serving a purpose. It believes it's protecting you. So there's something called a hidden advantage. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the only reason why we hold on to limiting beliefs is that there's some sort of hidden advantage to holding on to that belief. So oftentimes, if we're talking about money, if you are stuck in debt, let's say, what I see in my practice is the reason why the hidden advantage to why people stay in debt is because for most people, they get bailed out by their parents or they have some sort of connection financially to their parents. So if they were actually living in abundance or actually were just independent and weren't in debt, then they would lose the connection with their parents, which doesn't make any logical sense, but to your subconscious, who's basically all it's here to do is keep you alive and then survive and survival, not thriving. And that survival mechanism is like an animalistic brain, and it will never do anything to potentially get ostracized or cut out from the tribe. And so it's this part of our brain that's like super tribal that is totally outdated for 2025, but it's still here, it's still operating, and people don't realize. And they're like consistently experiencing this debt, and then they're wondering what's going on. Or they're constantly hitting this certain amount of money in business, and they can't figure out, why can I break through this? There's some sort of hidden advantage that your brain isn't bringing you to the next level, because something about that is scary. You're going to lose someone. You think subconsciously you're going to lose someone. You fear. You have this underlying fear, and it's actually, there's a hidden advantage that's protecting you from not going there, because they think that that part, like subconsciously, that's super scary, but it's actually logically obviously not. But your brain doesn't know that.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I think that we do similar work. Mine's more around trauma and that kind of thing. And we talk about the unconscious anchor, right? What is the lowest vibration or vibrational thing that an entrepreneur repeatedly does that gives them an unconscious anchor?
I mean, I think that they're just stuck in fear.
Okay.
Fear of not being good enough, fear of there not being enough, fear of being seen, fear of receiving, fear of judgment, fear of humiliation, fear of being abandoned, fear of being betrayed. All these fears keeping them completely stuck. And again, they don't know. Like, they don't know. And that's why so many clients come to me, like, I've tried every Instagram, you know, course. I've tried all these things, and I can't show up online. I'm like, it's because you have a deep, deep underlying fear of being seen. So you can take all the Instagram courses you want, but you will always go back to your comfort zone, which is you have this deep fear of being seen. But they can't see it because it's in the subconscious mind.
And they know it's kind of directly, they don't know it's kind of directly to their past. Like maybe they were abandoned, you know, and that's, of course, that's fear, but that abandonment is that connection, that feeling of abandonment is that connection to that past issue. So that's some there stuck, moving around. That's really good. Is there something that, one last thing that you can say to an entrepreneur that's out there that's really struggling? Is there one thing that you can say to them that encourage them to go in a direction that they need to?
Yes. I can guarantee whoever's listening to this, you will be successful. I can promise you and guarantee that you will be successful if you do just two things. Just two things. You don't have to be smarter than anyone else. You don't have to be more qualified than anyone else. You don't have to come from money. You don't have nothing. I just need you to have these two things. Number one is that you never give up. No matter what happens, no matter what anyone says, no matter what's going on in reality, you just never give up. And number two is you have to believe it's possible. If you have those two things, I can promise you and I can guarantee you that you will be successful. If you just never give up and that you believe it's possible. Because I would say the reason why most businesses fail is because people just give up. They're like, wait, I've been doing this for 5 minutes. It's not working. So I'm just going to give up. That's actually and this expectation that's going to happen, because we see on Instagram, oh my gosh, so-and-so got, you know, you don't see all this stuff and everything that happened before that moment.
That they go through,
So if you just never give up and you believe that it's possible, I promise you that you will be successful.
That's awesome. Well, you heard it, audience. Never give up and believe that it can be done. Those questions are pure fuel, but the answers are purely transformational. Thank you for the incredible insight, Marley. For our listeners who are ready to take those answers and finally reprogram your consciousness with ease, where can we find your app?
So my app is called the Higher Self app. You can find it on the App Store, Google Play Store, and you can find me anywhere at Marley Rose Harris.
All right. You've been served the roadmap to your highest self, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. Thank you again, Marley Rose Harris, for an episode that truly kept us real and on purpose. If this conversation moved you and you move the needle a little bit and moved you, please like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to come back next week for Keeping It Real on Purpose. Bye for now.
Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.